Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. We are returning the call.
Yes, I call you all because I seen you all ad week before last about a 70-inch TV, and you had a 70-inch, you had a 75-inch, which I put in my card number and I put in for the TV. It was taken off my card. The $71 and some shit was taken off my card. I haven't received the TV yet.
Okay, let me check.
And I have all the numbers. I wrote the numbers down and everything. It gave me a lot of numbers. The tracking number and everything.
Can I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 30349. My name is Beverly Williams.
303 what?
30349.
Okay. And your name again?
Beverly Williams.
When did you did this order, ma'am?
A week before last.
A week ago?
Yes. You all sent me I had to pay it through PayPal, but I paid it. It had at the bottom, you could pay with your card, your Visa card or whatever. I paid with my Visa card.
One second. What was your name again?
Beverly Williams. And the money did come off my card.
I don't see your name over here, ma'am. Could you share with me the last 4 digits of your credit card?
Just a moment. I did it for you. Because I felt like if it was a scam, I mean, it wouldn't have Walmart signature and nothing show that Walmart or whatever.
Okay.
The last numbers of my card is 9061.
Okay.
And you all sent me a message through PayPal that it was already shipped out. I haven't received it yet.
One second, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're probably calling the wrong customer service number. I don't have your information over here.
Well, I would like my money back if y'all not going to send me the TV.
Beverly Williams?
That's right.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
If it's a scam,
can you please verify your
shipping address? People like that.
Can you
they don't need to scam people.
Can you please verify your shipping address, please?
6888 Smoke Ridge Drive, College Park, Georgia, 30349.
And you confirm Beverly Williams?
Yes.
Do you recognize the address? 500 Spring Bottom.
Who?
500 Spring Bottom.
That's not my address.
Okay, then this is not your account. I'm sorry, ma'am, but you're calling the wrong customer service number.
So who do I call? I see you all got an ad today. Who do I call about my money or the TV?
I'm sorry, I'll suggest to call your bank. They will help you out with that one.
Call where?
Your bank.
Okay, I will. Somebody needs to stop this. People scamming people.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.